This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
I don't need the 14th. Show how much you mean to me. The one thing that helps me keep my sanity. You bring so much joy and energy. Whoa, hold on. Wait a minute. Light my fire, take your time, electrify my loving. Cross my heart, hope to die. Tis the season for coughing. Okay. One day out the year ain't enough for my baby. No, one day just ain't right. So will you be mine? My forever Valentine. Come on, baby. Say you will and make me the happiest man alive. Baby, will you be mine? Will you be mine? Will you be mine? It ain't gotta be February to break out some whipped cream and strawberries. Ooh, you already know that my girl did what she want. Queen of this love, queen of my heart. Whoa, hold on. Wait a minute. Light my fire, take your time, electrify my loving. Cross my heart, hope to die. Tis the season for coughing. Okay. One day out the year ain't enough for my baby. No, one day just ain't right. So will you be mine? My forever Valentine. Come on, baby, say you will and make me the happiest man alive. Baby, will you be mine? Will you be mine? Will you be mine?
You love. Let me hear you sing away.
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 And fellas, if you're with the one you love, then sing Shabba Dooba Doo Doo Twee.
Shabba Dooba
Doo Doo Twee. Sound good to me. Ladies, if you're with the one you love, let me hear you sing away.
To Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the Love Edition. It's Valentine's Day, y'all, and we're all about love in the house. Who's in here with me?
Liam, lovable Liam is here.
Lovable Liam, thank you.
The love man. Big, what the hell? What is that?
That's Scratchy Pants. Scratchy Pants is here.
Also, there are a lot of people going to be scratching after Valentine's Day.
Especially if they come in contact with you.
Starting out wrong. In the house, we've got Charlene, and she's in the house, and we can see her.
Hey,
she's not in the trunk of the car
with those little red lights.
Lovable Charlene.
Lovable Charlene is here. Back from her suspension, Tracy D. Denise, whatever. What are you? What is your name? Tracy Denise is back.
Didn't you name me?
Didn't you? Do no, you know
mother,
her?
Your mother named you. Your mother named you.
Yeah, I'm fresh out. Thanks for everybody.
I wasn't around at that time, but we never. Job. We'll tell you about that story later.
I was politicking for you to come back. We have no moral bar here, so I don't understand why you were suspended.
I didn't even know you were suspended. I fought hard for that too. None of us wanted you suspended.
I appreciate the love, guys.
I wouldn't have brought her back, but her mother threatened me, so I'm afraid of her.
It's winter. You don't want to be outside.
Facts.
No, especially when Sebastian is inside. For those that don't know, Sebastian is my lovable dog.
Little punk-ass dog.
He's laying here asleep right now. Did you talk about Sebastian?
I called him a punk, yeah.
Anyway, this is the Valentine show, and
yay!
It's all about love, and
so much love.
Omar's not here.
Oh man.
He said he's working
late.
Sweet
Omar's not here.
But I dedicated a song to him.
Does he have a date?
Yeah.
He said it was at work. He said it was at work, but you know, I don't know. He has a recorded piece that will be playing.
Okay. Well, it is the season of love where folks do flowers, and he's doing his flower thing.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing. So we're going to be in the mood for love, and all of my songs are going to be love songs, because you can listen to The Love Man every Monday and Tuesdays from 5 to 9 on Three Guys Talking Smack on Live 365, Mellow Madness.
Who's The Love Man?
I'm The Love Man. There you go again.
Exactly.
I am The Love Man.
Oh.
Ask your mama. Okay.
Wow. Oh. She's laughing too. Oh. Oh. She's laughing too.
Double cover up.
Wow. Your baby is over 30, so she may not remember The Love Man.
Well, starting out well. Okay, since you're back, Tracy, can you hear what's playing in the background?
Yeah. What's that, Anita Baker?
No, it's not no damn Anita Baker.
It's the double gut like
it, boy, it does sound like it.
That is the sound of foreplay. F-O-U-R.
That's close enough.
Weren't they mom and teacher about that.
I'm not old enough for this conversation.
She doesn't do foreplay.
No, it's from the 1993 Between the Sheets album. We're going to be just playing songs from foreplay. Liam, I know you know the members of foreplay. I was expecting Omar to be here, but
the members of foreplay.
Nathan East.
Was Nathan East one of them?
Yes. Harvey Mason.
Uh-huh. On drums.
Lee Ritenour.
Nathan East on bass.
Lee Ritenour.
And
Nick Bob James.
Bob James. Bob James on piano. Keyboards.
The four into foreplay. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all through the segments today, we're going to be hearing something from that album from 93, which is the start of what many people think was a smooth jazz movement.
My first child was born in 93. I was a virgin until 93.
Thanks for sharing, Manita. We needed to know that.
Yeah, we needed to know that.
Mm-hmm. That's black history right there. All right. Appreciate it. Black,
and she's still drinking, too.
That's right, Tracy Denise. That's black history.
So that the listeners would know, Benita started drinking 3 hours ago. So I know you have a scenario for us later in the show.
I do.
For us to discuss. We're going to get to that. So let's kick off some of our Valentine music now. Since Omar's not here, what's your first song, Benita?
So I chose a song that I'm dedicating to the three guys, because y'all know how much I appreciate y'all let me be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose Jasmine Sullivan, Bust the Windows.
Oh!
Bust the windows out your car.
I heard that for the first time last night. I don't know what it was on. I thought it was a joke. And that's a real song.
That's a real song. That's a very real song. The song that I choose that's dedicating to the three guys.
Okay. Okay.
I taught an anger management group on that song to some teenagers years ago.
Exactly. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you teach them not to get the woman to that point?
Or how to?
So it was teenage girls. So we just had to talk about, you know, talk through the decision before you got to that point. And make sure.
Oh, no. Because I need to come in as your alter ego.
I didn't say don't do it. I said be prepared for the consequences.
No, there's a way to get away with it, and you got to worry about the consequences.
Right, let's move on now. Let's just move on. Just please. Cheryl, what do you have for us?
I have, what is it? All That Love by DeBarge.
Yes.
All this love.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And
Tracy Denise.
So I want to start off with a little D'Angelo Lady.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Brother Liam.
I want to start off with Funkadelic. Hey, good looking.
That's on my list of love songs, too. And my love song, my love song is dedicated to my one and only, Whippoorpeel. Go ahead, Benita. I threw that out there. I knew you were going to say something, right?
I have nothing to say. I can call her tomorrow, and she'll cuss you out to me.
She knows that I'm dedicated to this song. She even suggested it. Something about me being whipped for many years, and I, you know.
You are kind of whipped.
I believe that. I you sure are believe whipped. That.
That's true. Yes.
That's okay. True. Yeah.
Because he talked mad trash when she not home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not stupid.
He talked mad trash.
Anyway.
When she get man. Home, hey. Be quiet yeah. again.
And Big Pig.
Yeah.
Big Pig.
I think we need
if
to.
If I bring my clothes over there tomorrow, will you wash them when you wash hers?
You'll iron them too.
Yeah, I don't want you to cook my dinner.
Here we go, y'all.
Spaghetti-Os. I don't think I want none of that.
We'll be back.
I left my And all that I have, I give my all to And maybe I'll say
TeesByTanya.com is the newest online venue for t-shirts and hoodies with a message. Melanin inspired and thought provoking. Get noticed wearing positive messaging for the culture. From toddler sizes to 5X, we've got something that we know you'll love. Visit TeesByTanya.com and say it with your chest. That's spelled TeesByTanya.com for the culture.
I can tell the
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Hey! mini container like you up in the hood. Breast sitting right, mind setting a notion. Lips so notable, more potent than my potion. As I continue to just sit off in this lake, you proceed to have me drifting on. Baby doll, you know you're wrong. The way that you move is unexplanatory, leaving the fellas on days and other divas in a worry. Temperatures rising and my breath is getting thinner, cause I feel like I'm a rep and I know that you the winner. Beginning is not us, I wanna feel your slightest touch, be in your every sight, even if it ain't much. So all those other brothers in line, they got to wait, cause I'ma be the first to know what's cooking and be the first to taste.
Yeah.
Back, y'all. We kind of getting in the groove. It's a love kind of thing going on. We were just talking about what was that?
Was that your sexy voice?
It's my bedroom voice. You've never heard that.
I'm glad about that.
Like I said, ask your mama, damn it. Ask your mama. Anyway, I'm going to get in trouble for this
that's
show.
That's sick.
She will never hear good. This show. I'm not going to let her hear this show.
I'm going to make sure I text it to her.
Yes. But someone made a comment about me having to iron clothes at home.
You are very good.
Iron clothes.
You taught me how to iron. Like, you know.
Yes, I taught you how to iron. But I learned from Liam.
Really?
Because
Liam, lovable
back in
Liam.
The day, before we could ever go out, we had to sit at Liam's house for him to complete ironing his clothes. And he ironed his boxer shorts. He did. He ironed his boxer shorts. His jeans had creases. His undershirts had creases. And by the time he finished, the damn party would be over. And, you know, but it was...
So, Liam, did the ladies appreciate?
He was a metrosexual before it was a thing.
They did?
Yes.
Okay. As long as the ladies appreciated it, that's what matters.
So when you took them off, did you like fold them like by the crease and...
Yeah. Color coordinated. You should see my closet. It's color coordinated.
Oh, wow.
But look. I try to tell people when they say, okay, we got to go this tonight. We got to go do that. I said, okay. Boom. Now I just go grab.
Are you ready?
And I'm ready. Yeah, I don't have to hunt.
You just had to get ready when you were going out with the brothers, but when you were going out with the women, you were ready.
Well, when I was going out with them back then, we were going out to be with the women. So I had to make sure when we walked in the room, they look at everybody, I was the wrinkle-free one. Shiny shoes, creases in the pants, creases in the shirt.
So Big P was raggedy.
And if you get lucky, you get there and they pull you and say, damn, you got creases in this. Oh, you know, so.
That's what I'm talking about. Go level for Liam. LL.
I used to iron the tongue to my Converse.
You know what?
The original and the LL.
And the shoestrings. I had no regrets. We used to play football on Saturday, and one of the mothers of a friend of mine, she told my mother on the bus one day they were going to work. She said, your little boy is the neatest fella. They come in the house, my house, up there and play football all day Saturday. He's the only one with grass stains and creases. Pretty sad.
Yeah, he wore white shorts to the football, but it's okay. Too much white little crease shorts to go play football.
You're the man, lovable.
Yes,
they were gym shorts.
It's okay.
Let's move on. Enough of that.
And now Benita's fanning herself. You okay?
I'm hot. Lovable Liam got me.
About the white shorts.
All right, who's next? Who's next? We need to get out of this.
Benita and Cheryl.
Okay,
so my two songs are, one is by Chloe and Halle, I Wonder What She Thinks of Me.
Who?
She? Chloe and Halle.
Chloe and Halle.
Hey, you don't know them?
No.
No, you're stuck. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. It's just your voice right now. I couldn't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're Beyonce's proteges. And they're two beautiful young women.
And they're also on Grown-ish with...
Yes, they're on Grown-ish. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my one song. And then the second one is by Donnell Jones, which is his remake of Knocks Me Off My Feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Have you ever been knocked off your feet?
Just by vodka.
Oh boy.
I haven't met to do with enough zeros yet to knock me off my feet.
Okay. All right, Charlene. I'm so happy that Charlene is out of the trunk of the car. And
I know, right?
She's been in that trunk for the past month. I'm glad they let her out and it's all good.
We put
yeah.
it.
For me, I want Stevie Wonder as.
That's the ultimate love song.
Love you said you want Stevie Wonder's ass.
Stevie Wonder's ass.
Oh, the song. Oh, yeah.
I'll pass on his ass, but I want the song ass.
Okay. Okay.
And my other song is
did we say you get
Maxwell's A Woman's Work.
Mm.
Yes.
Who are you doing that one by? Maxwell?
Maxwell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I like
this
song. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This remind me of Love and Basketball.
Mm.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Omar when we need him? But it's okay.
He's on a date. Y'all think he worked and he on a date.
I thought he was going to at least try to call in like he said he would, but Benita is...
That meant the date went well. Don't block him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last show he did, he wore his mask throughout the show. He said he had to double mask himself. We don't know what's going on with that. Well, we're going to go out of this, but we will be back, unfortunately. So we're going to start out with, who was this, Georgia and Halle? Who was it you said?
Chloe.
And Chloe and Halle. You know, you're telling your age, Boomer.
Facts.
Did you call me Boomer?
Yep.
I have a heart attack if you follow Chloe on Instagram.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah.
But you
and
know
she
what?
Probably, she should have an OnlyFans page, honestly.
Yeah, you know, at one time, my nickname was Boomer.
Sure was.
Let's move on now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wonder what she thinks of me when you're coming home. I know that she smells my perfume under your cologne. I wonder what she thinks of me when you stay away. After you make love to her, but I'm still on your brain. I'm not the jealous type, not like the other guys. I wish you all the best. I'll help you pick a dress, and you can both go to Paris. You live in the lavish. I'm actually happy for you. So tell me, baby. I know this is crazy. You've done this before, so who are you to judge me? Me? It's never wrong when you're in love. I wonder what she thinks of me when she sees that mark on your neck. Oh, no, I didn't mean to go that far. I wonder what she thinks of me when she sees my name on your phone screen. You drop everything just for me. You know behind the scenes, you tell me everything. I know you don't forget how much you needed me. And while you do enjoy Paris, your loving is careless, but it's not ever with me. So she's not listening.
You can call me crazy, oh, well, yeah, well, won't be crazy, oh. Tell me you love me, cause I just wanna be your baby. Well, that's the price I gotta pay. I wonder what she thinks of me.
I see us in the park, strolling the summer days of imaginings in my head, and words from my heart told only to the wind. Though even without being said, I don't wanna bore you with my. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. There's something about your love that makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. And I don't want.
day. Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain, and I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
up and fly away. Loving you.
Peace and love, everybody. This is Omar. Sorry I wasn't able to make the group chat with the fellows today. Got a little caught up at work. A group of upstarts were trying to corner the market on red roses a week before Valentine's Day so they could drive the price up. So we had to make sure that we got our share of the roses so that we could drive the price up. That's capitalism at its finest. And on another business note, I'd like to thank Ms. Vine, the VineWineClub.com, for being our sponsor, continually putting up with us and helping agitate us. So go to VineWineClub.com, order a bottle of wine for your loved one, and pick up an extra bottle to give it to somebody that you ain't all that crazy about to spread a little love around. Thanks to Big P and Liam for continuing to keep this thing alive. Check us out over at live365.com and the things that they're doing over there. Three songs for you today. The first one is Beautiful Black Woman. It's by the Watts Prophets. This was a little group discovered by Quincy Jones back in about 1975. During that time, he was finding a lot of new artists and giving them a chance to record music and stuff like that.
So they found these guys to watch prophets, and they're doing this little poem called Beautiful Black Woman. They have a line in there that says, I'm a poet, and poets need love too. Second song I want to dedicate to my partners, Liam and Big P, the masters of funk. I only have an associate degree in funk, but I always like to give them a shout out because they really know funk. Boosie Collins, what's a telephone bill? I don't know if you have to have explained to young people about long distance back in the day. When you made a call that was outside of your area code, you had to pay extra money and all that kind of stuff. So that's for Big P and Liam and all the funk lovers out there. My last song today is by Jackie DeShannon. She was a blue-eyed soul singer back in the 60s and 70s. Sort of like Janis Joplin, Lydia Pence, Carole King. She did a song called What the World Needs Now is Love. You know, there was a city official was in the shop the other day, was talking about last year, 2020, there were 13 gun violent deaths of children, I'll say, under 25 years old, all related to a feud going on between the two of the housing projects in Richmond, Mosby Court and Creighton Court. So thinking about that, I guess that matters. No white cops were involved, but that was something to think about. So I just want to say on Valentine's Day, spread some love. Find somebody that needs some love and spread it to them. Love nature. Love yourself. Love one another. Let's learn to love instead of hate. Stay safe. Stay positive. Peace. Of my heart to the balcony of my mind.
love you so much,
so much.
For your love,
for your love,
for your love,
for your love,
for your love, for your love. There's nothing I wouldn't do against myself. I said against myself, I would gladly fight just to keep from hurting you. Black queen, black queen,
black queen,
black queen,
black
I mean,
queen.
You're my dream, dream. My self-control,
control.
My heart and soul,
my soul,
my lifelong goal,
my
stomach quaking, my mind is blown.
It's blown.
Each time I imagine I'm with you alone. Listen closely, love.
Listen.
Listen closely, love.
Listen.
Listen closely, love.
Listen.
Can't you hear my heart sounding?
Phone fanatic again. Oh yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rapability, baby. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothings that'll wet your eardrums.
I'd like to yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I make sweet love to you, baby? What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be filled. I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. Make me feel. I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love like, baby. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You. Excuse me if I seem obscene to you. I'm being real and that seems a thing to do. I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. And if I
can get
telephone bill. I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. And if I can get you loving, what's the telephone bill?
Oh baby, why don't you just hang on?
I like to make sweet love to you. Oh no, not that, baby. I want to be real with you. Let me just breathe in your ear hole, baby. Don't fake me out.
I love you, love.
Let me see if I can hit that note again. I love you, love.
What the world
We're back.
Wow.
We heard Omar set.
Bootsy was great.
Was what?
So who was the Bootsy, last person that he played?
Bootsy was great, boy.
Okay, who was the last person that he played?
The one
that didn't quite make it all the way through?
Yeah, so was that a black train woman? Wreck.
I think that was a commercial.
That was Jackie DeShannon.
Black History Month? Doing Black History Month?
What the World Needs Now by Jackie DeShannon.
He couldn't put it.
That's all we need. That's all we need is a white woman telling us what the world needs.
They wouldn't know.
Look, yeah, and, you course. Know, and Dionne Warwick is psychic, so she would have been able to tell us what the world really needs.
Right. Protect black women.
I can't hear that.
Anyway,
I
listen
to
onward.
Black women in February.
Onward and upward. Bootsy Collins.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, Bootsy, you know, what's the telephone bill? And Omar's not here Bootsy. To defend himself, which we enjoy when he's not here. But just so you know, Jackie DeShannon, I don't even know what year that was from. But clearly it was probably back in Liam and Omar's day.
Before I was born. Because everybody knows that you were a high school teacher when I was in high school. Big piece. Okay.
How many times are you going to tell the audience that?
Every time.
Because, you know, if someone didn't know, that didn't sound too good. I didn't know
but you.
You
were
I
a was.
I did
but
not know
the
you.
Truth.
What?
I was 17 or 18 when you were born.
Yes, and I called him when I was in high school. I referred to him as Mr. Branch.
As you should.
That's not quite how I refer to him today.
Anyway.
Potty mouth.
I'm kind of at a loss of words today.
Me too.
Well, who's next? I don't even know who's.
Anyway, wow, that was kind of interesting. That was a nice set.
You said that.
Tracy Denise is next.
I'm next. Okay, so I'd like to go with a little Patti LaBelle, If Only You Knew.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, very classy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get one more?
You get to choose two.
You get another one.
And then just to, you know, speed things up, a little Mary J. Blige, Real Love.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You can never go wrong with Mary.
Right.
Unless you date her.
unless you marry her.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, listen, that amount of alimony he got,
exactly.
I'm not sure that's bad.
Right.
I
would have married her.
Yeah, well.
Are you something you trying to tell us, Benita?
It's more than I make where I work. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. We got a lot of confessions tonight.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Still in the background.
Any questions this week? Any?
Between the sheets. Between the sheets. Still in the background.
By foreplay.
Yeah.
Continuing. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make another confession. I didn't think I wanted to hear that one.
Back in 1985.
What happened?
It would have been 84 because I was born in 85.
I'm not good with math.
Is what month?
March.
Oh,
I'm not good with the math.
Clearly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What subject did you teach when you were a teacher?
I taught remedial math.
Mm.
Yes.
So when I was in high school, he was just the person who told people to go to class. I don't know what he was teaching.
And stop smoking in the bathrooms.
Yes, he was in the hallway.
That sounds about right.
That was my job. Tracy was born while I was at Holland Springs High School.
Yes.
Go Springers.
Springers.
Yeah.
That's 87.
The reason I didn't go to Holland Springs. He was the reason I didn't go to Holland Springs.
Benita was?
No. Big P.
The Nasty Boys class was 1987. After that, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah, I didn't want the teachers to know me. I just wanted a fresh start, so I thought.
Where'd you go?
I went to Hermitage. He knew the teachers over there, too, so.
Yeah.
Actually, the principal who was there when I was there, he ended up going to Hermitage, I think. Yes. Right, Big P?
Oh, yes, Blackburn?
Hunt?
No, he wasn't principal when you were there, but he was the principal the last year I was at Highland Springs, he went to Hermitage.
And nobody outside of Richmond would give a damn what the hell we're talking about right now, but... Or even know.
But we're talking. It's just us.
It's just us?
Anyway.
We're talking smack.
And listening to music.
Yes.
Between the
in
sheets.
In the background, foreplay. 1980.
All right, next up. Big Willie.
Who is that?
Liam. LL.
Yeah, Liam.
That is. Well, let me see. What's my next song? What is my song? I don't even know. Hold tight. No, Valentine's. I got kind of confused because I didn't know what that meant. But I slowed things down and played a song by Music Soul Child. And it is called, where is it? I lost it. Oh. Beautiful.
Yes, that's a pretty song.
Love that song.
Thank you. But I had to break.
Lovable Liam, I just want to say you have great taste in music.
Thank you, Benita.
What are you sucking up for
coming
now?
Coming from you, huh?
I gotta get exclusive white in Target stores in 6 states. I gotta suck up.
And my other song is again back to Funkadelic. Is I want to know if it's good to you.
If you got an ass, it's probably not.
Do you know from experience? Like, what do you...
Ask your mama.
Huh?
Ask your mama.
Do you really want
to... Hey, man, you said that was going to stay between you and me.
We're going to...
Oh, boy.
We're going to come back.
She probably shouldn't ask, because she's the last child.
We're going to come back one more time, and we're going to save the best for last.
No, and probably we've got wasn't.
We've got a scenario. We've got a question for the bank from the brain. I can't. Brain
it's
trust.
A scenario for the brain trust.
Trust. Okay. Right after this.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't with you. How don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe.
I wanna give
my love
to you,
girl.
Not just tonight, but the rest of your life.
Your life.
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the last segment of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the Valentine's Day Love Show. In this segment, we'll have questions sponsored by the Brain Trust. Also, Big P will take us out with a fantastic set of awesome music, as he always does.
Because I am
the brain trust.
I am the love brain. I am the love man. I said love brain at first.
The brain trust, though. I'm confused.
You said brain trust? What did you
say? All I'm doing is drinking Stella.
There's no
tonight.
Brain trust here.
Well, you said we ever come back from the brain trust.
There's
it looks
no
like
brain
Charlene
trust.
Is fighting with someone. Is she okay?
Yes, I am. I'm good.
Oh, okay. I thought so. I was concerned about you. You were upside down for a minute.
As long as she's winning the fight, she's good.
Okay.
So, question.
Benita.
So there was a comment in the Brain Trust repository. It wasn't really a question. So
that's
this
one of those UVA words.
Was she a suppository?
No, repository. There's two people on this thread who went to UVA, and we know what repository means. So there was a person who left a comment that they had attended a party, and I'm like, ad-libbing here. They attended a party, and the folks got on the microphone, and they made a comment that, you know, this party cost them a whole lot of money. And so after they made that comment, they sent around a collection plate. So I want to ask the question, because the folks didn't ask the question. This was just a comment. How would you respond when the collection plate comes to you? Would you contribute or would you pass it on?
I would go to my car to get my wallet and never come back.
I'd be with him.
I think I would leave them a little note and just say, do better. Like, you can't spend money you ain't got. You gotta do better. I'd leave a little note.
Exactly.
A little advice. That's it.
Nobody ever went to a rent party.
That's different.
That was in the 70s. We weren't born
That's
yet.
That's why they call them rent parties.
What that is.
We weren't born yet.
That's when someone in your neighborhood was having trouble raising their rent. So you gave a party and you would charge like $2, $3, $5 to get in. And you play music, serve some food, you buy like hot dogs for a quarter, whatever. And all the money would go to that person to help them pay their rent. So it was kind of a
thing. So the people who were having rent parties, they already knew you didn't let people in without charging, or you didn't give them food or beverage.
Right, you knew this. You knew this up front.
So you already knew, right?
You knew up front,
so you didn't just pass it out and expect them to pass the plate like church and that you would get any money, right?
How much was rent if you were only paying $2, $3.25?
Rent was like $100.
Oh, rent was like, less.
Or less.
Wow. Yeah, but you had a...
I know when I took over my father's mortgage, mortgage was $95, and that was in 1991.
Wow.
Yeah, my mother's house, their mortgage was something like $90 a month. And I remember when they paid it off, they thought it was like, you know, the greatest thing in the world.
So. My father, at that point, he had been paying for 22 years, and the mortgage was like $95 a month.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those days are gone.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So I would be with Big P, because I probably would be riding with him. So I would leave when he left.
You be with Big P, so you got to go when he leaves.
Well, if he going to his car and not coming back, I think
you got to go
right
too.
Yeah. You know, because it reminds me of the Waffle House days when leave my. Well, never mind. I'm telling too much.
Don't tell it, because we're being recorded.
Virginia stay homecoming.
Shout out to Waffle House on Washington Street?
Pike, whatever that was.
Route 1.
Route 1.
No, Washington Street.
Washington Street. Man, they still got my tab going, I guess.
Shirley.
Yeah, dude just shot up the place.
Yeah.
What you got? What would you do?
Well, I'd probably be riding with Benita.
in the trunk.
So we ain't paying.
So we're probably, we'll wait for y'all to leave first, then we'll probably be pretty close behind you.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's just, you know, I'm like with Tracy Denise said it. You shouldn't have a party if you can't mm-hmm. afford to have that party, mm-hmm. especially if you don't set the parameters up front. If you're going to pay to come in the door, that's cool. If you're going to charge for that, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to charge for the hot dogs and the drinks, that's one thing. But don't pass the plate because you ain't getting nothing from it.
Well, see, I went to high class ones. We had fish dinners, so. You had to get a fish or fried chicken dinner, you know. That was $5.
At church?
So did you have cash? You used to carry cash back then?
Did I? There were no debit cards back then, so yeah.
So you carry cash?
Yes, I carried cash.
Is that okay? We carried stacks of cash.
Right.
So y'all had
$20. Who was on your $20 bill?
That's funny.
George Washington.
That's real funny. Harriet Tubman.
Nat okay. Turner.
Oh, my boy name was.
We're gonna go to the last segment.
Prince
now.
Joffrey.
the big P. From 2011, my girl Letticy and Jaheim did Stay Together. We're going to do that. And then we're going to do a little Patty Austin sitting in with Brian Culberson and Kirk Whalum. You know I love Kirk Whalum, Benita. You know that, right? Love Will Never Let You Down.
Yeah, he probably love you,
is
too.
Is that the Kirk Whalum song, The Way in the Water,
no,
that lasts like 20 minutes during,
no,
during
in
Inspiration?
Let's head off now to Letticy and Jaheim.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. This head built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down, oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. Never let me go, you always stayed around.
That's right,
you stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter, I know, whatever comes our way, you know, you and me, we gon' stay together.
I just wanna give you love to you.
Love to
take
you.
Me with you on a rocket fly. Keep on loving till we touch the sky.
Stay together. Oh, yeah.
Well, another one bites the dust.
Yes.
It's been fun.
Love will never let you down.
Love wins, right?
Love will never let you down.
Mm-hmm. No. So what that says is hashtag love wins. So love wins. Since we're talking about love wins, let's just talk about my show airs on the Black Talk Radio Network called Love Wins with Ellison Benita, with a new show put out at least by Wednesday. Sometimes it's on Tuesday. But check us out. We talk about love, life, and relationships. And we invite your feedback. So check us out on Black Talk Radio Network. That wasn't a commercial, I'm just saying.
And I heard you have a musical director for the show.
Yes, Liam of Three Guys Talking Smack is our musical director. He does a phenomenal job with helping us with our song selection every week.
Does it sound better than this show?
Actually, it does. It's amazing that they can do so much better on that side than they do here, because Big P is our producer on that show too, but he does a better job. Maybe we pay him better over there.
You only do one song a week, so
so you can't mess that up. So you can't really mess it up.
Wow.
Yes. It's a wonderful
thanks,
show.
Thanks, Liam, for always being there for us. We appreciate you.
And you're very welcome.
We like you too.
Aww.
But Ellis does.
Well, I'm sending out virtual hugs to everyone and happy Valentine's Day.
It's COVID. We don't want to touch.
I said virtual.
Hey, bring your hands up, man. Bring your hands up. It's too low.
That's okay.
I'm kind of grossed out.
That's okay.
Yeah, me too.
Omar will hug me later, so it's okay.
I keep telling you, Omar is hugging. He between them sheets. He got a date. That's why
he's he fork laying out there.
Yeah.
That's just nasty.
Why is that nasty?
Omar is a single. You. It's probably you he's hugging.
He's a little short for my taste, but it's okay.
A little what?
A little short.
Oh.
What did you think I said?
I don't want to know.
no visuals necessary.
Yeah, really.
This is probably one of those shows that we should not have done, but we did it anyway. Let's not do a Valentine's show again next year.
Okay.
Just like we're not going to do any more disco shows.
We're not going to do a disco show?
No more.
Never again?
No.
Oh, no.
We got to do another disco show.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun. We'll do a disco. Let's do a disco show in May.
You boycotted the last one, Benita.
I'm going to boycott this one, too. So let's do one in May.
You know, but it's Valentine's Day, so I mean, we get to all put our glitter on.
It's what?
What's glitter, that? Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Don't you? We don't all put on glitter.
No. On
Valentine's Day.
No.
Just one of us.
Just me.
Just one.
That will be you.
It's you.
So when you put on the glitter, do you like rub yourself in butter and then you roll in glitter? I mean, how do you
do it? You know, I want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. And it's so nice having you all. Tracy, it's been a pleasure. Cheryl, so great to see you out of the trunk. Big P, put the Land of Lakes down. And Benita, stop calling him out like that. Oh, wait a minute. That's not Land of Lakes. That's I can't believe it's not butter.
No, he's vegan. That's Earth Balance.
All right, it's been real.
So what are your songs, Big P?
What?
What are your songs?
We've done my songs. Where have you been? We just came out of his set.
I'm drunk. Don't make him play him again, please.
We did Lettucey, and we did Brian Cobbleson. Where were you?
Drunk. So we're going to end with Jill Scott is Love. Little girl.
Yes, she is.
And even though this show may not be the best representation, but Black lives do matter. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Peace out.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. They say I'm losing it.
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.